Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, Don Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the music maids and man, Yuki, the charioteers, and Bing's guest for this evening, Mr. Dave Shelley. And here's Bing Crosby.
Cause I'm packing my grip and I'm leaving today. Cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, I'll be making new friends where the west begins and the sun sets in. Cause I've decided where yours truly really ought to be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in state. He will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas, he's the local charmer, said he'd make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail to RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home.
I'll forget my sins, yes, sir. I'll be making new friends where the west begins and the sun sets in. Cause I've decided where you truly should be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me.
I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home.
This is the old Kraft Music Hall, friends, beamed to the battle stations of the world. Battle stations where every move is facilitated by gasoline. Gasoline drives those flying forts over Germany. Gasoline drives the tanks on the road to Rome. And gasoline drives the alligators that are climbing into one Pacific island after another. Without gasoline, our steady march to victory is stopped dead. And yet, people are still wasting that precious gasoline. There are people that are cheating on gas rationing. People using counterfeit tickets. They're buying gas without tickets to 100 unimportant things. This illegal gas ultimately comes out of the tanks of the citizens who are playing fair. Every person you know of who's cheating on gas rationing is literally stealing gas from you. And as for you, well, you don't have to use all the gas you can legally get. Instead of using your car to go to your neighbor's tomorrow night, you should stay home. And if the next trip you plan to make in your car isn't absolutely necessary, you should stay home. To help conserve vital gasoline, you should stay home.
Hey, I'm back.
You should stay home.
Listen, the only reason I came here this evening is because I'm planning to enter politics.
Oh, you'll never get in.
What's going to keep me out?
Politics.
Ah, don't be too sure. I'm running on a very good platform.
What's that?
Got a good slogan.
What?
If you vote for Yuki once, you'll vote for Yuki again.
Why?
Second time you get paid.
What's your platform, Yuki?
Oh, a good one, Mr. Trotter. Chicken every Sunday.
I'll stand with you on that platform.
Goodbye, platform.
What party ticket did you vote last year, Mr. Trotter?
I didn't vote.
Couldn't make up your mind.
Couldn't get in a booth.
What office you were campaigning for, Yuki?
Well, I figured I'd like to be mayor.
Mayor?
Sure, then I wouldn't have to worry about meat rationing.
Why?
Well, mayors eat oats.
Oh, yes, I forgot. So, you want to be Los Angeles mayor, huh?
Oh, no, Louis be mayor.
Can you get along with Metro and Golden?
Trying very hard.
Yeah.
Now, remember, Yuki, running for office isn't a thing. Remember, your opponent will also be out there, maybe giving away cigars.
Well, I'll be right there with him, giving away matches.
I'm voting for the other fella.
Why? You haven't even seen him.
I've seen you.
I can hardly wait to hear your first campaign speech, Yuki.
Well, you won't have to wait long, Miss Maxwell. I've got a speech prepared right now. My fellow Americans, With me in office, no more will you have to worry about representation. No more will you have to worry about getting a fair deal. No more will you have to worry about taxes.
Yuki.
What?
No more. Hmm?
I thought Yuki's speech was very nice. You can count on my vote, Yuki.
Thank you, Miss Maxwell.
I may be able to carry North Hollywood for you, Yuki.
You could carry the whole San Fernando Valley.
Get a good hold on it.
Say, how about some pledges here?
Oh, pledge.
Will you give me a vote, Mr. Carpenter?
Well, I'm unpledged.
Say, how about you, Bing?
I'm not old enough to vote.
If it'll help you, Yuki, I'll give every man who votes for you a great big kiss.
Today I am a man.
Say, I wonder if it's ethical to vote for myself.
Oh, no, don't discourage your best campaign promise. You just stand back and lend an ear as the lovely Max sings when they ask about you.
I'm so afraid of going out, and I'm so tired of staying in. My future doesn't look serene. 'Cause every time that I go out, I wish that I'd stayed in. It's always the same routine. When I go for a walk and meet old friends we knew, we sit around and talk. Then they ask about you. What's the good if I say that you and I are through? I tell them you're okay when they ask about you. They wonder where. Until the teardrops fall. They don't mean to be smart, but if they only knew me, they're stepping on my heart. When they ask about you,
very beamy, Marilyn. Now, before turning to the charioteers and milkman keep those bottles quiet, here's the man with the answers when they ask about craft.
I want to speak to all you women who have to get a meal in a hurry every now and then. Your main dish problem is solved in 7 minutes if you have a package of Kraft Dinner on the pantry shelf. For with Kraft Dinner, in just 7 minutes, you cook delicious macaroni and cheese. You see, the Kraft Dinner box gives you a special macaroni and some Kraft grated to sprinkle in the cheese flavor in a jiffy. There's no blanching and baking of macaroni, no grating of cheese. Kraft Dinner lets you do it all with magic speed. And the family will give your Kraft Dinner macaroni and cheese a big hand. The macaroni is fluffy light and has the fine cheese flavor all through it. Try this fast main dish soon. Get Kraft Dinner.
Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
I gotta give my all now if I'm gonna give it, and I gotta get some shut eye if I'm gonna rizzle. Don't bail out much with that milk barrage. It's unpatriotic, it's a sabotage.
Milkman, stop that grady riot.
those things. And I got to get my 40 wings. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Keep quiet. Keep quiet.
Time marches back. 1932, Siam changes from absolute to limited monarchy. Revolution flares in Chile. 1932, Japanese Marines land to restore order in Shanghai as China incident finds the world shocked but passive. 1932, and as the world begins to fester with fascism, young men calling on their sweethearts are saying...
The light's kind of glary in here, isn't it?
You think so, Harry?
Yeah, that lamp over there shines like mine.
Mine too, Harry. But Daddy likes bright lights.
I like indirect lighting better.
Why, Harry?
Softer. You girls don't stop to think about these things, but... Do you ever realize that moonlight? Moonlight is the original indirect lighting.
It is?
Yeah.
You know, Harry, I never knew you were so bright.
Sure, that's why I'm interested in lighting. When's your dad coming home, huh?
Oh, Daddy's at the Elks. He won't be home for hours.
And your ma?
Mother's at the parent teacher's. She won't be back for at least an hour or so.
I guess they'd be pretty sore if they came home and found you sitting in the dark, wouldn't they?
What do you think, Harry?
I'm asking you.
Asking me what, Harry?
If it would be okay.
If what would be okay, Harry?
Okay for me to fix these lights. I mean, a way your dad would... Well, he might like them better.
I'm sure Daddy wouldn't mind. How long would the lights be out?
Well, maybe half an hour, but you needn't worry. You sit right here in the sofa and don't move. I will be far away.
Where will you be, Harry?
I'll be down in the basement, changing the circuits around.
Oh. On second thought, Harry, maybe you better wait and talk to Daddy about the lights.
All right, we'll wait then. You want to catch a movie?
Oh, we could go see the big broadcast in 1932. It's got that singer in it, the one with the ears. What's his name again?
Oh, you mean the guy that goes, please lend a little ear to my police.
Uh-huh, the one with the ears.
That's the boy. Lend a ray of ear to my police. Tell me that you love
it's
me.
It's a nice song, don't
you? I like the ball-headed song better.
What's the ball-headed song?
You're an old Samoody.
Oh, Harry, aren't you ever in a sentimental mood?
Oh, if you want sentiment, look at here. Here's a new song of Cole Porter's. Goes something like this. Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, day and night. Under the hide of me, there's a note that you're hungry and burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through. Will you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day?
Thank time to time here in the Old Craft Music Hall, we feature outstanding people from walks of life other than the theater, the cinema, the world of sports, or the world of music. This Thursday evening, we turn to the business world. Not the world of big business, of magnates and tycoons. No, we have a representative of the small businessman. Small businessmen who are the very backbone of American life. It is a privilege to extend the hospitality of the hall to Mr. David Shelley, head of the Capitol Records Company, a small business. I suppose, Mr. Shelley, that like all small businessmen, you hope someday to be a big businessman.
No, I come from a long line of small businessmen. You see, 60 years ago, my father started in the grocery business with nothing but a suit of overalls and a cracker barrel.
Well, I venture to guess that today he no longer wears the overalls.
No, the barrel.
I see you businessmen don't take life too seriously, Mr. Shelley.
Well, we have time to enjoy our little jokes.
Small jokes for small businessmen.
But being a small businessman really isn't a joke. You see, few people realize the amount of money invested in small business, nor the amount of profit accruing annually from that money. Big business naturally is expected to show enormous profit. But do you know what the total annual profit from all small business today is?
What?
Small.
You're kidding.
No, Mr. Crosby. Ask any small businessman, and he'll tell you that today his profit really shrinks.
I can't believe this is true of your Capitol Record Company.
Well, not entirely. We still have trouble getting the wax, you see. But in spite of the war, we're really getting a...
Shellacking,
yes, for our
service. Yes, well, enough of this Mr. Shelley business, Dave. I suppose you know why I asked you to the Old Craft Music Hall this evening.
Well, sure, you've come in because you're starting in the music publishing business.
Yes, I have.
Well, don't do it, Bing. You know as well as I do that publishing music will drive you nuts. Everybody in the world has written a tune. Do you realize what goes on in a music publisher's office?
Maybe children listening, we better not talk to me in my office, huh?
Good morning, Crosby Music Company. What number are you calling, please? Sorry, wrong number. Good morning, Crosby Music Company. What number are you calling, please? Sorry, wrong number.
Say, beautiful, I've been listening to you for a half an hour. Doesn't this firm get anything but wrong numbers?
Ain't had a hit yet.
Then I got just what they want. How much longer do I have to wait to see Mr. Crosby?
You may go in now.
Hey, put it there, Cross. My name is Shelley. Just call me Dave. I figure you're the best house on Dishpan Alley.
Tin Pan Alley.
No, Dishpan. This tune I'm packing's a rag.
I'll leave your name with the girl as you go out, Anybody else out there, Miss M?
On his way, Mr. C.
How do you do, Mr. Crosby? Allow me to present myself. My name is Davidson Shalinsky.
And to what do I owe the pleasure, Miss S?
Well, I'm having your song, only it's a pity it's a trifle late for St. Patrick's Day.
Just Miss Payfox, too.
So I'll save it, that's all. Could you use maybe a song that's about a city like Chicago, Chicago, that's the toddling town, that's the toddling town? You couldn't use that,
no,
huh?
No,
how
no.
About the St. Louis women that your clothes stand to their head?
Sounds familiar.
Well, I'm borrowing, that's all. Just a stickle from a great composer. His name is, beginning with C.H.O.
C.H.O., could that be Chopin?
It's Chopiro.
Chopiro. Well, I'll ask my song plugger here, John Scott Carter, what he thinks of your work.
Who is this John Scott Carter?
Hi, sir, and the man who plugged up a lazy river.
You, my friend, believe me, could plug up Boulder Dam.
I tell you what, Mr. S., why don't you just leave your songs here and I'll think about them. Oh, Miss M.
Coming, Mr. C.
Tell the gentleman out, please.
Okay, but listen, Mr. C., I just got a great idea for a song.
You too. How does it go?
Well, so far I've only got the framework.
So far that framework's the only reason you got the job. Forget songs. If anybody else is waiting for me out there, send them in, huh?
Hello. Are you the man who publishes songs?
You write them?
Oh, yes. You see, my name is J. Shelley Davis. I write songs of the more robust He-Man type. You wouldn't care to hear one, would you?
I can hardly wait.
Well, it goes something like this. You see, I have a cold. I don't know whether I can go through with this. Give me some men who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. 10,000 men who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you Dottie L'Amour.
How did L'Amour get in there?
Well, how do you think I got those 10,000 men?
Leave your name with the girl.
Send in the next appointment, Miss Ann.
Mr. Crosby, maybe you don't remember me, but I'm Shell Belly. I'm the boy who wrote that song last year called Deep, Deep, Way Down Deep.
Sounds familiar.
Where'd you get the idea?
I dug it.
You dug it. How did that song go?
Over 1 million copies was printed.
You don't happen to have one?
One? I got 1 million of them.
Well, check back with me when you get down to one, huh? Anybody else out there, Miss M?
Just Dave Shelley.
Send him in.
Say, as soon as I heard you in the publishing business thing, I came around to see if I get a job as a song plugger.
Sorry, Dave. I plugged the tunes myself.
Well, you never make a song number one that way.
Why not?
Well, who ever heard of a Crosby plug coming in first? See, you don't want to go out and plugging your own tunes and making a fool of yourself. Let me do it.
You going to plug them?
Sure. Well, I remember back in those good old Crosby days when you first learned how to phrase. Well, I'll never forget the Palais Royal. You were with Paul Whiteman. I was only about, it doesn't make any difference how old I was. My governess took me to see you.
We did a big bottle trade there, big bottle business.
Yeah, I can see you now. I can see you standing on a bandstand, young and straight and... Well, anyway, there you were on the platform singing.
What was I knocking?
Yeah, there you were singing, Too late, I thought that love could always wait. It's too late. But it really takes me back.
Wait till I get my hat, I'll go with you.
In those days, you didn't need your hat.
What do you... Not so loud.
Then came the Paramount Theater. Your brother Everett took me to see you. He was punishing me at the time.
Bro, Everett. Yeah.
Some foolish little thing I said, I don't know what. And that's where I first heard that song that still haunts me day and night.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Is that me?
No, that's your brother Everett. He was talking all through your numbers.
As usual.
I'll never forget the Paramount in New York. People lined up for blocks trying to get in, but I had influence. I knew a man in Wall Street. And I finally got in. I was sitting in the balcony, and the place was crowded, and you stepped out on the stage, and you sang...
The music star. Oh! Oh, no. That wasn't me. That was, Oh, who cares?
Then came the Rhythm Boys. Rhythm Boys. What a song, the Mississippi Mud. When the sun goes down, the tide comes out, the dogs get around, they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dudley, it's 3 feet on the Mississippi Mud, it's 3 feet on the Mississippi Mud.
What's that, a cymbal?
No, that's asthma. I've had it ever since. Now those days are over and gone.
Oh, now those days are over and gone. Oh, how I wish that they'd gone on.
But now they say, here comes the king.
And the Frankie comes right on.
Granddad and Grandma still fondly gaze back on those old Crosby days.
Those were the days.
Oh, ring them bells.
Bells ring them. So much, friends, for Mr. Dave Shelley in the music publishing business. We turn now to business of a more practical nature.
A recent survey shows that 9 out of 10 people want to have their macaroni flavored with cheese. That's one reason so many homemakers always buy a Kraft Dinner. For a box of Kraft Dinner has both ingredients for macaroni and cheese. Kraft Dinner's speed is another reason for its wide popularity. You see, it gives you hot, delicious macaroni and cheese in just 7 minutes cooking time. The special Kraft Dinner macaroni gets fluffy tender just in boiling water. The Kraft grated that comes with every box puts in fine cheese flavor in a twinkling. All in all, you make the main dish as fast as you make the coffee when you have a box of Kraft Dinner on hand. These days, when meals are apt to be off schedule and when Mother is so extra busy, Kraft Dinner is a lifesaver time and time again. Seriously, it's a point saver and a time saver you'll be delighted to have working for you. So get the box with both ingredients for speedy macaroni and cheese. Ask for the one and only Kraft Dinner.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day. And now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago.
That's the Old Craft Music Hall for this Thursday, friends. Next Thursday, more of the same. When over and above our regular little group, we'll be featuring Paramount's new star, Mr. Sonny Tufts. That's next Thursday. Here's something very important for right now. Let's really level on this gasoline situation. We've reached production peak. Hundreds of millions of gallons must go to the war. What's left is carefully divided for necessary civilian use. If you use any for unnecessary purposes, or if you buy gas on the black market, you're draining it from essential military and civilian stores. Gas bought with counterfeit tickets or without tickets is gas that's actually stolen, either out of the tanks of fighting vehicles or from people who needed it as much or more than you do. If you own legal gas tickets and you can't find a place to cash them, remember those out-of-gas signs could be caused by the fact that about 2.5 million gallons of our precious gasoline is siphoned off every day to supply a black market that is sabotaging not only the work of our men on the battlefront, but the work that must be carried on here at home. People who buy and use gas illegally are diverting the ammunition of victory. And people who do that are traitors. Good night.
Marilyn Maxwell appears to the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical, Broadway Rhythm.
Some like it mild, some like it sharp. And so, to please everyone's taste, Kraft offers both a mild mustard and a sharp mustard. First, there's the popular favorite, tangy golden Kraft salad mustard. It has a mild, appetizing flavor just right for salad, for baked ham, or in the seasoning for cooked vegetables. Then there's also that sharper variety, Kraft mustard with horseradish added, to liven up sausage meats and cold cuts. Put both of these delicious Kraft mustards on your shopping list tomorrow.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.